שלום, השיעור שלנו היום הוא בנושא ימי בין המצרים.
Hello, our lesson today is on the topic of the period called Between the Straits. You can enter our site, Kab TV or Sviva Tova, where you'll be able to find our study materials and ask questions, pertinent questions to the lesson will be asked here. So again, our topic for the lesson is the period called Between the Straits, and we're going to study excerpts from the sources. We'll start with the first part. Love your friend as yourself, Rabbi Akiva says. This is a great rule in the Torah. The second excerpt from the Talmud Bavli. Concerning the Gentile who came to Hillel saying, convert me and teach me the whole Torah while I stand on one leg. He told him, what you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the whole Torah. The rest is commentary. Go and study. I'm repeating again. The first one we will read again from Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechet Nedarim. Love your friend as yourself. Rabbi Akiva said, this is a great rule in Torah.
We've learned that quite a lot from Bala Sulam, and in general you find it in the book of the Hasids and the Kabbalists. This is a sentence that repeats itself because it really is the whole Torah. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Because by coming to such a connection with the fellow man through work and inner kind of struggles, you come to a point where you build the place for the revelation of the Creator, and the revelation of the Creator to the creature is the whole implementation, realization of the wisdom of Kabbalah and the purpose of creation. And that's what we do. So, please, if there are questions, you can ask. Go ahead.
The second excerpt from Talmud Bavli, Shabbat. Concerning the Gentile who came before Hillel, saying, convert me and teach me the whole Torah while I stand on one leg. He told him, what you hate, do not do to your friend. This is the whole Torah. The rest is commentary. Go and study.
So again, it only strengthens this view that other than love thy neighbor as thyself, there's nothing else we should do. All the rest is an interpretation for the same law. What does that mean? All the actions that we need to make in this world, other than sustaining ourselves as the animate degree in this life, we only need to come to an inner connection between us of love. And as much as we succeed in connecting to each other, and internally connecting, from this we will discover the Creator, the general force of love and bestowal. Understood? Yes? Okay, good. No questions anymore. Yes.
The next excerpt is from the Rambam, who says, love your friend as yourself. All the things you wish that others would do to you, these do unto your brothers. The rule that our ancestor Abraham established, and the way of mercy which he followed, who fed the passerby with bread and gave them drink and accompanied them.
This is not something that Adam Rishon, first man, didn't know about, and all his spiritual descendants. Of course, we're not talking about corporeal descendants. We're talking about spiritual ones, which means that everyone, 20 generations from Adam to Abraham. We're talking about Kabbalists who communicated this knowledge. So they all knew what love thy neighbor is, but the will to receive that became apparent there was so small that it didn't yet require great struggles and great efforts and connection between people above their ego until it erupted for the first time in Babylon. We have to somewhat understand what it means, Babel, the mixture or the confusion of languages, that people understood for the first time, discovered that they don't understand each other. And the state before this crisis in Babylon, when they didn't understand each other, we don't understand what it is. People internally, emotionally felt each other. It was as if you don't need to speak to each other, because you internally see how you're all interdependent, connected, open to each other. A very subtle, naive kind of ego. And this is, it changes greatly. Look at a film from 50 years ago. And look at what's happening today. We're talking 5,000 years ago. So, we can't comprehend how it was before the eruption of the ego in Babylon. It's something that's indescribable. Simple little desires, everyone lives very simply. There's no mine and yours, and everything is one nation. One nation. And all is basically one. Like some sort of a, as if it's all whole and corrected. And it's in such a way that if we were in the state of Babylon before the shattering, then we would be as if in the final correction. But their desire, their ego was very small. It was barely there. If we come to such a connection, like in Babylon, before that eruption of the crisis in Babylon, then we will come to the final correction. And so, for the first time, it unfolded that hatred between people. They stopped understanding each other. That's a sign of hatred. And this is what happened in Babylon. And so Abraham was the first to cry about, to shout about love thy neighbor as thyself, because there was a place for it. Before that, there was no room for it, because they naturally were inclined towards each other. And so the 20 generations of Kabbalists from Adam to Abraham were, that wasn't really, there wasn't much there. If they would connect on top of a higher or greater will to receive, they would discover the Creator. But their will to receive was so little that they were like angels. Kind of like, say, bestowing in order to bestow with no discernments. Well, you'll understand it. It's not a problem. Yeah.
The fourth excerpt from Machshavot Charutz. Love of Israel is rooted even in the most wicked soul of Israel, inherited from Abraham, which is the root of Judaism, as was said, that love your friend as yourself is a great rule in the Torah.
Right. So love of Israel means all of those who are directed at straight to the Creator. Just like it was then, same thing now. After the last exile, the children of Israel went out to exile to attach to themselves the souls of the nations. So now we're all in the same state. And the question is only, how do we come to love of Israel? Love of Israel is those who are aimed at straight at the Creator. They make, through that connection, they create the rosh towards the rest of humanity, or more correctly, the rest of the desire called guf, the body, and then those drawn to the Creator can plan the actions of bestowal and then actualize them and join them with the collective general desire of humanity. So this is called actualizing love of Israel. Bogota.
How can such a simple expression, love your friend as yourself, how does it have so many rules that are written in the Torah about it? It contains so much, so many details, like it's written in the Torah.
Yeah, because love thy neighbor as thyself, and then love thy Lord. All of that love should happen within our 613 desires. And so, it contains a lot of detail. In each and every desire, it manifests differently, the love. And also before love, in each and every desire, there needs to be a tzimtzum, masach, o chozer, restriction, screen, returning light. And achieving the intention to bestow in order to bestow. And then again, calculation and coming to an action of already receiving in order to bestow. And that's why there are many discernments. But all in all, they all need to happen over the 613 desires of the general desire. And that's why we have 613 mitzvot. That's how it's called. Meaning that they divide to 613 counsels, that is the correction of the desire, and 613 counsels, deposits, meaning the reception of the light in each and every desire. And then there's the action of Rav Pali Mekapziel, and that summarizes all the corrections we need to go through. So even though there are many details regarding these corrections, the calculation is always a simple one: to bestow through the friends to the Creator. That's all. If you connect to the Creator on your own, you don't bestow anything because you have no force of bestowal. You establish the force of bestowal only if you connect to the friends. Then, from love of the Creator to the love of the created being, from love of the created beings to the love of the Creator. That's how this approach is titled. So, okay, no other questions. What else?
The fact that there isn't what to ask about love your friend as yourself, does it mean that it's blocked in a mold? Is there a point in breaking that mold?
I don't know what you mean by breaking that. Shablon. This is like a box, like a criterion. So what do you mean by breaking that?
No, I mean it's like previous knowledge about it, or that love your friend as yourself is something I knew from before.
All right, so you're asking how to break the misconception, the pre-notion, presupposition.
How to renew it, maybe.
So we have no commandment to break anything. We don't need to do anything besides one thing: to realize with all our strength that rule of love thy neighbor as thyself. And in love thy neighbor as thyself, we attain love thy Lord. That's it. We don't think about breaking anything, only about carrying out that condition only. No other actions, no other conditions, don't think about anything. Not even think in any direction, period. There's nothing else to talk about. Only that. In spirituality, by the action that you must do, you draw the light that reforms and you do it. If something needs to be broken and on the way, it'll be broken. If you need to be broken, you will be broken. If your presuppositions need to be broken, they'll be broken. You don't need to do any of that. All you have to do is what you have to do. And no, not any actions that are counteractions. All your actions are for correction. That's it. Five, right? Yeah.
Item number five of Mesilat Yesharim. The Torah came and incorporated a rule that included everything. Love your friend as yourself. As yourself, without any difference. As yourself, with no divisions, no tricks, and no calculations. Exactly like yourself.
This is already a precision. What does it mean as thyself that we don't really know? Rabash interprets this a little bit more. It's when you stop feeling a difference between you and the others, or at least the ten. When you're integrated with each other, itkalelut, not just connection. Where there's no difference between you and the friend. Everything becomes literally one. Like, say, when you mix one liquid with another in a way that you can no longer separate them. This is what it's called achieving the state of as thyself. Certainly, all of this happens too by the light that reforms. It does the job. We only have to do what's up to us, and we don't need to break anything or break any walls and or do anything. Just let the light do its job. Next.
Sixth item.
Meaning, if we awaken any kind of hatred within us or negative things or towards our ego, we hate our ego, or that hatred too, it has to come from the light. It's not that I myself evoke that. Even though it writes that we need hatred towards the evil to get rid of it, but it needs to come from the light also. Our action should be only one, connection and light that reforms.
Sixth item from Ma'or V'Shemesh. The most important thing upon which everything depends is to have love and friendship among Israel. As the sages said, that everything hinges on the mitzvah to love your friend as yourself. When there is peace among them, and love, and friendship, they will receive the Torah.
Yes, next. It's all about just one action, towards the connection. Yes.
There was just one word there, that they might receive the Torah. Why might? Meaning might is like something could happen, or there's some kind of negative connotation there.
I get what you're saying. I understand. Because it's a condition. When there is love between them and friendship and camaraderie, well, first I'll tell you, what you have today in Israeli slang is not exactly what the Ma'or V'Shemesh wrote 200 years ago. So, yeah.
Seven from Likutei Halachot, love your friend as yourself is a great rule in the Torah. To incorporate in peace and love, which is the essence of livelihood and existence and the correction of creation, by which people who are different in their opinions are included together with love and unity and peace.
And I should add that the Creator awakens all kinds of feuds between us, so that when we're in a group, as it says in the Zohar, at first the friends seem like great children, good children, then they seem like enemies who are willing to burn each other, and later they come to connection and love. And that's how it is through the revelation of hatred and love and the completion and peace, and that's how the original evil becomes corrected.
The eighth item by the Holy Shalom. The sin of the first temple was because of transgressions between man and God, namely idolatry, which is the opposite of "you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul." The sin of the second temple was because of sins between man and his friend, namely unfounded hatred, which is opposite of "love your friend as yourself." Meaning the main thing is the ruin that finished all the ruins is unfounded hatred. You can do all the actions, you can do all the things in the best possible way, and to really be devoted to as much as possible, to all the actions that you think that are holy, if you don't put the goal as love of others, you reach destruction. Otherwise, you will never cause the building of sanctity. You will just cause the destruction if you're already in it. Meaning, it doesn't matter in what you're actualizing it, what appears to you as being Torah, mitzvot, good actions, if you're not advancing to love your friend as yourself as the most important principle that stands above everything, then all the rest of the things do not assist correction at all, but rather to the contrary. The gap between this and that is that you surrender and keep things that appear to you as being holy, but they're rather even more distancing you from, in order to keep love your friend as yourself, and hence it doesn't assist, but to the contrary, it causes harm. We need to understand that it's not a little, somewhat, that doesn't matter for the time being, but rather, if we observe all the things that we think that are a great thing in correction, other than love your friend as yourself, then that which we're keeping and actualizing hides love your friend as yourself and truly confuses everyone and distances us from the redemption. Yes.
Excerpt number 9.
Our sages said that a person's hatred takes him out of the world. It's as if one hates the Creator for creating him. It is written that there were righteous and very wise sages in the second temple, and it was destroyed only because of unfounded hatred. The end was not delayed or extended except for unmerited hatred. Furthermore, the rest of the transgressions are dealt with in time. However, unfounded hatred is always in the heart, which at every minute transgresses "you shall not hate" and nullifies the commandments of "do." Love your friend as yourself. Furthermore, about this mitzvah, it was said, "This is a great rule in the Torah, and upon this everything hangs."
Moshe, can. Yes, Moshe.
Is there
a difference or a connection between unfounded hatred and idol worshipping? What's the connection there?
Idolatry is in general all our actions in order to receive. That's considered idolatry. That's it.
And unfounded hatred, what about that?
Unfounded hatred is in a form that it's truly in the form of a person to his friend. Idolatry, bloodshed, and those other things, it's really not the main thing compared to unfounded hatred. There is nothing more sublime than unfounded hatred, or higher in I'm meaning in the height of the sin. And if we're directed only towards that, then we're associating with it all the corrections that need to be done. That's what we're reading from everything that our sages are saying.
If I understand correctly, in order to receive is also with respect to the friend, with respect that you're using him. And
you can bring 1,001 all kinds of individual details that have to do with a person and his friend. Altogether, they are totaled up to unfounded hatred.
So idol worshipping is also towards the friend, and it's part of unfounded hatred.
All the transgressions are where you're using your ego for the harm, the damage of the other, and it bothers you to connect with the other to one kli, in which you come to identification, connection with the Creator, and even to adhesion with the Creator. All the corrections are corrections upon the will to receive. 613 advices and 613 commands. The reforming light, only that. You can bring 1,001 other names for all those things. It won't help. All in all, the will to receive has to go through the correction towards in order to bestow.
So if I understand correctly, all these transgressions, the general name Kabbalists called it, was unfounded hatred.
Yes, that's the general name for all sins, all transgressions. Because by that you're causing the ruin, the shattering of the kli of Adam HaRishon. There's nothing more than connection. You can give it all kinds of names, it won't change a thing. Yes, what's there? Let's continue.
We're continuing to excerpt number 10. This is from the book The Letters of the Ladder, and there is an introduction to this as well. This is a letter 70 to a person from Petach Tikva. This letter was written by Bala Sulam as an answer that was sent to a question sent to him following the publication of Matan Torah, where he expands about how the commandment of love thy neighbor as thyself is the rule of the Torah, and it is about a person caring for the benefit of his friend no less than caring for his self-benefit. The sender of the question didn't know Bala Sulam at all, but he ran into the article. The question was copied and under it by Bala Sulam, and under it their answer was written. And we'll see, according to the writing, that he prepared to publish it.
What we read now was the introduction, not of Bala Sulam, but the one who put together the book wrote that.
So here is the question that was addressed, directed at Bala Sulam. If the main part of the Torah is to care for other people and no more, why all the Torah and the composers of the Talmud, etc., almost don't speak about it? So they all left out the main thing and dealt with what less important?
It doesn't speak so much in all of the books about love of others, love of people, damages, or other things, but not about the relationships between people.
And I believe all of these matters, all of his words regarding this, are against all of their acceptable religion in Israel as it was spread among us. And this is a whole new method and structure that he invented by himself. Of course, this is just my opinion.
This is a person who writes like that about what Bala Sulam writes. Love your friend as yourself. It's okay, but we see that according to all the sources, it talks there about the mitzvot, the actions, how people need to behave with the field, with the beast, with the kosher rules, and all kinds of 1,001 things. What does it have to do with love? But rather, study and observe. That's actually it's really logical in that way. What was the answer?
So Bala Sulam says the following answer. Probably he didn't browse through my words properly and fully, because I wrote that it was only a precondition from the beginning of the reception of the Torah. However, later on, from the time of the making of the calf, the package was broken and wars took place, and the children of Levi killed for the matter of the Lord 3,000 people, and then there were complaints about Moses and Aaron and the spies. And surely all of the above did not add to love and unity.
Meaning there were so many fights, so many problems in the observing of love your friend as yourself, that it being the preconditioned to be doing anything, this mitzvot. Otherwise, we wouldn't receive the reforming light. The reforming light is only given to you according to your necessity for that corrected state. And after the sin of the calf, and after the sin of the spies and more different ones that were in the desert, it talks about all the inability to hold on to love between them. So, of course, it was very difficult to long for the reforming light to give you the ability to love others the way you love yourself, and even more than you love yourself, as we learn this from the example of Hillel.
And certainly all of the above did not add any love and unity. And later on, when coming to the land, there was no quiet, no silence.
Meaning the hatred between them.
And therefore there was no room to even want anyone to carry out this main commandment
of love your friend as yourself.
However, in order for the Torah to not be forgotten from Israel, they started engaging in other commandments.
Again, so that the Torah will not be forgotten from Israel. All in all, this concept, this what's around it, and somehow to penetrate it into the people that are in hatred, rejection from each other. How can you give them something that says that love your friend as yourself? That rule can't be advertised to them. They don't want to accept it, and they receive it, and they'll forget it within a few minutes. But rather, how can they nevertheless be arranged in such a way where in the future they will be able to slowly integrate into this rule and for it to work on them?
So even though they left the main point,
the rule, love your friend as yourself,
because they had no other advice. And perhaps that is what our sages aimed at when they challenged the second ruin of the temple, that saying there was no idol worshipping and they were all knowledgeable in the Torah. And therefore they asked, what was the reason for the ruin? And they said, due to unfounded hatred. Perhaps it means because they were not able to engage in the main structure of the Torah, which is love thy friend as thyself.
Yes, meaning that here already the end of sanctity, even though there were somewhat some in Israel, it disappeared. Because from that assurance that they promised in the reception of the Torah, which was to come to love your friend as yourself, to aim themselves, direct themselves that way, nothing remained of it. Hence, they went out to the last exile that today we need to rise from. And again, that rising can only be by us raising this rule of love your friend as yourself, connection between everyone. Questions?
Actually, today it seems like the will to receive is much greater. The separation is much harsher than it is today. So what, today we can engage in love thy neighbor as thyself, and Bala Sulam, or 200 years ago it wasn't possible?
It's hard for me to say. I operate according to the way I need to operate. I don't ask about the conditions being better or worse. I see that Kabbalists throughout the generations wanted as much as possible to enliven the society, this rule, to mention it, to advertise it, and also, if possible, in all of humanity. And that's how they operated. We too. Is this the right time? I'm following what Bala Sulam and Rabash did. I don't do the calculation on my own. I can be mistaken and wrong if I do according to what it seems to me. I execute what they do. All in all, what did I do? I open before you the writings of Bala Sulam and Rabash and all the rest of the Kabbalists. I taught you how to understand what's written there. All the rest is on you. If you will want it, okay, and if not, it won't.
That's understood. What I wanted to better understand is the answer that Bala Sulam writes to that person that said his view. We see the same thing in our time. You know, when we come with our message, we're being told, well, what are you, you know, starting to work? There are things you need to do before that, and it says this and that, and so forth.
Right, but don't do before that, but love your friend as yourself, precedes and is above everything. We don't even relate to what they're saying, that it's the main thing or not the main thing. The main thing is that that's what we need to do. By that, we will erect the third temple, as we say, the connection amongst the people of Israel. We're not even talking about the Torah. We don't talk about the Torah. We don't belong to the folk Torah. We are talking about the rule that is that we will observe the rule of love your friend as yourself is something that does not exist. And only it we can keep and do. And for that, there is a special light that will make us be able to do that through the study of Torah, according to what is written in item 155 and Introduction to Tess and other source materials from our sages. That by that we reach the love your friend as yourself. And by that, if not, we just degrade and descend more and more. And I'm calling upon you, look at how we and in what pace we are descending. Soon we will be isolated completely from the whole world. And the whole world will be against us, unified against us. And in such states will come, as it's written, the wars of the Messiah. Hence, we have no choice. We have to cry out and to scrutinize these things in a clear and precise manner.
It seems like, well, you know, things happening, if you read what people write in their, you know, in posts online, or so it seems like the interpretation of love thy neighbor is that people want others to be like them. If you love me, if you like me, I love you. If not, then I don't.
Yeah, that's a nice interpretation of it.
At least that's how it feels like.
It was always like that in the ego, yes.
The question is, with that happening, how do we can communicate the interpretation of Bala Sulam or what we read in the beginning of the lesson? What is love thy neighbor? What is as thyself?
We need to try and advertise it. And all the rest, we will hope that the light will do. I don't have... I'm not an expert on advertisement, or I don't know what to do. We invest many efforts in this, but I think that if we were to disseminate some other product, we would be very successful. But to advertise, love your friend as yourself, to obligate people to get closer to such a thing, we need to do it in a kind of like concealed manner, to talk about all kinds of things, and then a thing out of another thing, that they'll understand that there's no choice where we are, and that we have no choice. It's not like in Israel they say that everyone is in hatred and not in love, and then you see that you have such people that say, no, we are all in one embrace as one nation. It's crazy confusion that we have amongst the people. Look what's happening in America and here. Well, we will do what is possible, but definitely if we don't advertise this principle that the whole world needs just it, we are today in that same disclosure of Babylon, and from day to day the world is becoming more and more connected and disputed and quarreling. And so, therefore, we have such a great need specifically now to advertise this principle and how we get to it. Because that's our salvation. Today, that's our salvation. It's not the Gemar Tikkun to bestow to the Creator. That's, first of all, for the peace of the creatures. For the well-being of the creatures. Clear? What?
הנהלת צפון אמריקה, קריס מסלט לייק שואל.
From the North America, Chris from Salt Lake said that the management of the North America decided that about the time to watch the convention based on advice that you gave. So far, before that, you said that it should be watched in parallel. So should it be this way, or we should watch it recorded like they decided?
I don't know. Discuss it between you, and I would like it to come from your decisions. As little as possible for me to be involved in all that's happening, it's better. You need already on your own to know how to direct this whole order, all these orders every day, and also during conventions, in everything. I just know one thing. I am taking my bag. I'm traveling to Rome, coming back from there. It's like that. On Friday, I'm flying. On Sunday, I'm already immediately returning. And that's it. What you do, you decide. I have nothing else to add here. Yes.
אז טוב, חברים, קודם כל אנחנו רוצים להגיד תודה רבה לקבוצות בוגוטה, מוסקבה.
All right, friends, so we want to say thanks to Bogota and Moscow and the Turkish Kli and Revadim, everyone for the open heart and the desire to do this duty together. And from the Turkish group, the daily task. During the day, every friend in the tent finds ways to remind the friends that our life is governed by none else besides him, good that does good. Again, during the day, every friend in the tent finds ways to mention to the friends that our life is governed by none else besides him, good that does good. And one announcement before we conclude. You're all invited to watch the Zohar lesson today as well with Rav Lightman, 6:30 p.m. Israel time. All as one, Kabbalah Convention in Italy. We're inviting all our students from the Education Center to the convention in Rome that will take place July 28th through the 30th. Go to kabbalah.it/